Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 3 through 7. Jesus said, "Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages." Imagine going on a long trip with no wallet, luggage, or supplies of any kind. People would call you crazy to travel so unprepared. Likewise, it seems foolish for Jesus to send 72 disciples ahead of him with no earthly provisions. Jesus even warned them of the difficulty when he said that they would be like lambs among wolves. But he also promised that their needs will be met. When they arrived at a town, they could trust that God would provide for them. People would respond to their message by welcoming them with a place to stay or something to eat and drink. In other words, the disciples could be content because all their physical needs would be met as they went about their work in the Lord's harvest field. Do you see how their actions reflect on Jesus? Their contentment showed how great their Savior is because He is the one who made them content. Their lack of concern about earthly things, even the most basic needs of food and shelter, showed that they had a message more important than food and drink. Their message was peace, the same message Jesus shares with you this day. All is right between you and God. In Jesus, you have the unconditional pardon of everything that you've ever done wrong. You are forgiven. When you stand before God, He sees you as absolutely perfect. You have freedom from the condemnation that you deserve. And in its place, you get a free pass to eternal life. That is how you can be content. You have peace. Your eternity is guaranteed. And your present is provided for. You can have confidence as you go about your work in the Lord's harvest field. Lord Jesus, make me confident that I have your peace, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.